Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the TMGS. It's the Michael Gay Show, broadcasting live from the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. I'm your host, Michael Gay, and I had to play that. That is one of four theme songs that was given to the show, and I'm thankful for that. It's got that little funky groove there, you know what I'm saying? And actually, that was created by Mr. Darren Durst. He's a former member of the group Ozone that was on the Motown record label. Y'all remember Ozone, don't you? You remember their hit songs like "Feel Like I Wanna Strut My Thing"? Yeah, him. And he writes a lot of great beats and everything. And so we're in conversation with Moore, and we're gonna up-tempo it, you know. But yeah, that was given to me by Mr. Darren Durst, former member of Ozone. Happy Saturday to you. The time is now 6:02 p.m. on the East Coast, 3:02 p.m. on the West Coast, and whatever time it is in another country, that's what time it is, because a lot of countries are already celebrating this New Year's Eve. I've been checking out what's going on in Dubai, and to be honest, Dubai, I think, has the greatest fireworks show. That the biggest tower in the world is one of the greatest fireworks shows I've seen, okay? I'm just going to say that, all right? Today is, of course, December the 31st, and we're about to go into 2023. And I want to get into the show with a few things that are going to, unfortunately, leak into 2023 from 2022. And, of course, the political crap that you guys are probably hear about or know about. The Trumpster, his taxes have been released. That's a big issue, and we're going to hear about more of it come next year. I know some of y'all probably don't care, but, you know, you got to look at it where, you know, if you allow one person to do something wrong, then you allow everybody. Now, I'm not saying that he's a criminal per se, but there's something, as a friend of mine used to say, something in the buttermilk ain't clean, right? It ain't clean. The man promised that he was going to release his taxes years ago when he was running, and now finally they have to force to get his taxes. Then, what's his name, DeSantis, the guy who just went, okay. And then there's documentation where he lied. And I've had some folks say that, well, other Democrats lied, you know, so he shouldn't have to, you know, step away from being in office. So is this going to be the norm? Well, just because I told a lie, you should trust me. it's funny what's going on in politics. We're going to talk about that a little bit. And then also I want to talk about some of the legends, the icons that we've lost in this year. We've lost quite a few this year. I was looking at the list and didn't realize how many of them that I was fans of and didn't know they were gone. And just recently, Barbara Walters, just last night, at 93 years old. So, you know, I'm going to, you know, give you a little bit of information about some of these folks who you probably know and you probably don't know. But many of them did contribute to a lot of things, in music, journalism, in news, sports, just so many. Pele, wow. He brought soccer to a level that if there wasn't a Pele, I can't say for sure that soccer wouldn't be as popular as it is, because actually, whether you know it or not, soccer is the most popular sport in the world. In the world. And it's funny, I was thinking the other night when I saw where they announced where he had passed away. You know, there's American football and then there's football. We use the term soccer, but football is soccer. Does that make sense? Because they only really use their feet and from time to time their head. We pass the ball. We hand it off. American football. Ain't nothing happening with the foot unless you're kicking a field goal or, you know, an extra point or something in American football. I find that kind of interesting when you really think about it. When you really think about the term football. Okay, so, and also, New Year's resolutions. New Year's resolutions, do you have any? What are you going to do different in 2023 than what you did in 2022? Good question. All right, so I'm waiting on the board, looking to see who chimes in. They want to get into the conversation. I don't like dead air. I didn't want to do a rebroadcast because it is New Year's Eve. I like to do live. And how long the show will go, you know, it all depends on you, the listening audience, the people who chime in. And I just look at it where tonight, New Year's Eve, 2023, I'm from old school of where 1990 or 1980s, you know, when you're born in the 1960s, and then you see 70, and you celebrate the next year, the next year, the next year, all the way into the 80s, and all the way into the 90s, and then the 2000s. It's for me, it's just amazing to see all these years go by and go from the 60s to the 70s to the 80s to the 90s to 2000. It's really amazing to me. And what I've seen, and there's other folks out there, I'm pretty sure, that have seen so much that have changed in this world. Technology has just blown it away. So many things going on with technology. There's so much that's going to happen in the future. So much that are going to be challenging for some folks. And unfortunately, it's going to be a situation where, in my opinion now, you got to have some computer knowledge or something in order to survive in this world. Because everything is becoming digital. I heard another show earlier who said everything's going digital. And they're pretty much right. So, with that being said, Donald Trump. Okay, so his taxes were released recently. Okay, someone just sent me a text. I'm sorry. His taxes were finally released, something that he said he was going to do if he was elected president, right? let's go back to then. I know that's been years back. And then once he was elected president, he said, well, there's no need for me to raise my taxes because the people already spoken. They trust me. They believe me. He became president. And then it came to the point of where they were still curious about, you know, Donald, come on, man. You got to share something. You got to tell us something. And he refused to share his taxes. The first president since, who was it? Was it Nixon? When they started counting the presidents who released their taxes. I think it was before that. But anyway, he refused to release his taxes. But lo and behold, they found a way to get him from him. And now he's saying that was the wrong move to mess with the Donald. Granted, a lot of things that the committee brought up is very disturbing. That happened earlier in the year, but it's very disturbing and for us to go through that whole thing. But, you know, it's going to link it to the next year. It's not done. And now the House is going to start trying to go after other Democrats. And guess who pays for all that time? The taxpayers. If you commit a crime, if you lie, you lie. What is the penalty? Serve the penalty. You did something criminal, you should have to deal with the consequences. But to be honest, they can't really pinpoint Donald Trump. As far as I see, they really can't. They can get other people, or they're going after other people. That's what I'm seeing. So let me open up the mic. I see a hand wave, and I do believe that this is a co-host, also the creator of the show here on the TMGN called Let's Talk About It. And, wow, this woman has so much talent. And another show. Here on the TMG. And Cotton Campbell, is that you?
That is me. That is I. That is she.
Hey, what's happening? Happy pre-New Year's, New Year's Eve.
Man, how is everybody?
Well, okay, I'm going to tell you quickly. Janet is not well. I didn't want to say this right off, but Janet caught COVID. And I just got off with the phone with her just recently. She's not feeling well. She said she's going to try to chime in. I told her, don't worry about calling in whatsoever. But she said, no, she's going to try to. But, yeah, Janet was in the hospital. And fortunately, she sounds better. She said she's just aching. She said her whole body, she said it feels like her back is broken. We've been on the phone since last night and earlier this evening, and so you guys keep her in prayer. She just said that she was okay, and you know, Janet took the shots and everything. She did the follow-up. She said she missed one of the follow-ups, and then she said right after Christmas she went to a Walmart, did some shopping, and shortly after she started feeling achy, you know, and all of a sudden she said it just hit her. So
I'm definitely gonna keep her in my prayers.
And that's the thing, we have to remember that where, you know, COVID is still out there. It didn't just all of a sudden go dormant. It's still out there. There's different variants, you know. It still can attack, maybe not the level that it initially did, but it still exists. Right.
You know what I'm curious about when it comes to COVID is I don't know how to word this, but how did it, I'm going to word it the best way I know how. How did it just die out so drastically? Because a lot of people didn't get the shot. So it ain't that.
True.
But literally so many places, so many people, and it just died down. Like, it's just literally died down. And I'm trying to understand the logic in that.
Right. I understand your question. Well, you look at where, I don't know if you've been following where, you know, China was really, or has been really the last country that had real strict COVID, you know, laws, right? As we and other countries like London or like England and all these other countries started easing up, China was stayed strict, very strict. Mm-hmm. And I was watching a story about where folks are like, hey, look, we can't go to work. You know, folks were being, some folks who were walking down the street without a mask on the street were being beaten. I've seen the videos. But now China is lifting it. But with that being done, you know, there are people from China who want to fly to other countries. The United States now and other countries want to do a mandatory check on people coming from China. Because according to, again, I don't want anybody to get it wrong, that, well, Michael, you don't know what you're talking about. No, according to what I read, you could do your own damn research, you know, is that where China didn't use the same vaccines as the United States and other countries, right? They use the whole different thing. That's a different location on the planet. That is a dictatorship. They're not going to partner up with the United States on some things. We partner up on trade, okay, but not on, you know, other things. But they're going to allow their citizens to fly. But the United States, I think Australia, France, a few other countries are saying, no, we're going to have to check you all out before you walk around, you know, on our borders or in our countries. Yeah. So,
It's understandable. You do what you got to do to make sure you're safe, because they're, the way they take care of their country is they're definitely different than we do. So they still eat an octopus that's alive, so I'm cool on that.
Well, I mean, I don't know. There's, I see, you know, I see where some folks, you know, initially folks were saying, if you think back to it, I'm glad that you said that. If you think back to it, the whole virus thing came up about in China, about the virus coming up through eating certain animals, bats and certain raw meats and stuff, right? You remember that? That's what I heard a lot. I heard that, oh, yeah, there was someone, and they had it in the restaurants and everything. I mean, there was a lot of different stories about how COVID came about. And it spread from China. And then all of a sudden, it wasn't, I mean, it became a, not an epidemic, but a pandemic. I didn't buy that, though. I started thinking, hold on now. China can't contain this virus based on someone eating something. There's got to be more to this story. I don't know what it is. Got to be more. But then now, after we went through this, where almost the whole world shut down, basically, now most of the world's trying to open up. Here you come with new variants, new viruses. You know what I'm saying? So it's not just the one, but here comes one after another and one after another. And like, oh, okay, well, here's one that's a little bit stronger. Yeah, I kind of question that.
Right.
I really do.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting question.
Yeah.
It's up to all of
them. You know,
it's like investigated. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's unfortunate. The saddest part about what we just went through over the last 2 years is a lot of people lost their lives behind COVID. And I'm not just talking about people that got sick. I'm talking about the security guard guy that got shot by the boyfriend because he told the woman and the kids that they had to wear a mask coming into the store because that was store policy. You know, I said that kind of stuff just doesn't make any sense to me. Like, you would kill me because I'm doing my job?
Right.
I'm just
trying to
do my job, but... it's insane.
You know, I do recall that story, and I remember, and I said, "Oh my God, are you serious?"
Yeah.
Over a face mask. You know, you are that
over
agitated. When you could just turn around and be like, okay, bro, fine. We'll go to another store.
Yeah.
But now you're going to go behind bars for something as, I don't know what words I could use, for doing something so heinous and so senseless. Honestly, it was senseless. And like you said, he was just doing his job. They told him, make sure no one comes in here without a face mask on.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you know what?
And
sadly,
now somebody's dead because of it. It's ridiculous.
And sadly, that is probably not the only time that ever happened in the United States of America or the world, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me? Where someone had that same thought process as him. So there's probably hundreds of folks, we don't know, that were killed over a face mask. That's sad. I see that 347-693 is on the board. I'm sorry, Cotton, I see someone waving their hand. I open up their mic. Carl, are you there?
I am. Is this Mr. Michael Gay and the Michael Gay Network?
Oh, that's Denise L. Wilkerson. You know what? I was just typing in whose number this was because the board wasn't telling me. But, hey, happy pre-New Year's.
Mr. Gay.
How you doing? That's Denise L. Wilkerson of the legendary Ladies of Sky. In fact, the legendary group Sky. And she's going to share with you guys in a minute what's going to happen in 2023. Right. But Happy New Year's, my sister. How you doing? Thank you for calling in. And of course, she's a co-host.
Oh, Michael, you are amazingly wonderful, my darling. Thank you for the wonderful well wishes. You and I have been talking back and forth, and I want to tell you that I only see good and amazing things for your show and for you and for our entire co-host staff. For 2023, all of the listeners, stay tuned, because we got a bunch of surprises for everybody going forward. And to everybody, I'm wishing everybody good health, happiness, and only the best of things to come for the new year. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you so much.
Oh, I appreciate you and your sisters, your family, your husband. Mr. Austin and Kwame, Austin is so awesome. I truly appreciate that. But you guys have something that's coming up that I think everybody, and I hope that this is kind of like an exclusive, probably not because the flyers are already out there, but this is really major event that you guys are doing, because I've seen videos a while back where you guys would just do jam sessions, right? Of you know the members, you guys will get together and just you know jam and everything, but now you're bringing it to the stage in New York, correct?
Yes, Michael, that is correct. We've been doing little teasers on social media. This
mm-hmm.
was kind of driven by the loss of our drummer. As you know, our drummer passed at the beginning of this year in March. And at his memorial service, by request of, you know, everyone, the family in particular, they asked if we would, you know, come together to honor him. And, you know,
wow.
So we just threw something together real quick to make that happen. And I think we all got the bug. We even had our original road manager and who's best friends with Solomon Roberts join us because we can't do sound without Ron, you know. And so with that, we really sort of had that feeling like we had back in the day, and it came together really, really well. So in honor of Tommy McConnell, who wrote Start of a Romance, Let's Celebrate. He wrote many of our hits. And to celebrate the re-release, and here's an exclusive for you and for the listeners. The Skyline album from Sky is being re-released on purple vinyl. And that is going to be in stores on January the 20th. And I believe there's a pre-order, Michael, but I'll have to share that information with you guys, you know, at a future date, because the record company was on vacation this week, so I couldn't get no information. But I will be sharing that with you guys, you know, on an immediate basis. And with that, we decided to do a big celebration on February the 25th. At the Cutting Room in New York City, it will be the grand reunion of the complete band, Sky. And we're just beside ourselves with joy. We've had to do two substitutions, you know, just to keep everything transparent as our drummer has passed away. We have a new gentleman named Peter. And as my mother says, he fits right in with the bunch. I've met him, fell in love with him, and, you know, he's perfect, a perfect fit musically as well as, you know, personally, as is his lovely wife who makes some banging macaroni and cheese. You know when you bring the band macaroni and cheese.
You guys have become family when you start sharing recipes and eating together. So you definitely become family. When you trust somebody cooking, huh?
That's what I'm saying, Michael. You know the deal. When somebody brings, especially the mac and cheese, you know, it's got to be correct, okay?
It's got to be correct.
It's got to be correct. Macaroni, there's two things, Michael. Macaroni and cheese and potato salad, okay? Don't be bringing anything through the door.
Don't put no raisins in my potato salad. I'm sorry, okay? Don't put no raisins in.
I didn't hey,
guys,
I'm going
to be left over.
Real quick. I just want to say for all the listeners, if you're listening, you guys, we're going to get into some conversations, but we have the one and only Miss Denise L. Wilkinson of the legendary Ladies of Sky, the group Sky, that brought you hits like Let's Celebrate, Start of a Romance, Oh, Call Me, Oh, My God, you know, and I know a bunch of other cuts like Here's to You, Super Love was one of my favorites, too. On one of your earlier albums, but it's been how many years since the group has been performing together?
So the last performance by the group together was in 1993.
Wow.
And after our last album with Atlantic, the band sort of demised in 1993. And so we were kind of just, you know, kind of what are we going to do now? And as you know, about 3 years later, my sisters and I decided to go forward with the Ladies of Sky with the full blessing of the band. And but we've, you know, the thing that I love is that we were such a family with the guys, you know. And we kept our relationship tight throughout all these years. And so then came The Unsung, which brought us together to really kind of reminisce and talk about how things came about and how things ended. And it was very, how shall I say, cathartic, you know, because it was a conversation that we hadn't really had. And I think that maybe the experience, anybody who's in a band, you know, understands the dynamic of all of the individuals in the band, the relationships that you have. And I think it explains why they're...
No, go ahead and finish. I was going to say something because
you made
me think about
it. I think it explains why there's contention among a lot of bands that have broken up, and now you have different factions and fractions, you know. But for us, you know, we didn't have those issues. So that's what makes the coming back together so sweet for us.
Well, you know, from what I understand is that where, you know, the music changed, you know, the rap came about, you know, and everything. There was more of for lack of a better term, of where record labels were looking for smaller units, right? They were looking for smaller bands or groups, I'm sorry, groups. They didn't want to deal with bands, actually. And the truth be known, they really didn't.
you look now, you don't see many real bands out there performing. The ones that you do see are ones who I have to give credit to, like a Mint Condition, or of course, Earth, Wind & Fire, all them. Those are old school cats that's going to, you know, they earned their due, or they paid their dues and earned their way to do what they do. But at that time, you were telling me that where when you guys had broken up or disbanded, I should say, like you said, there was no issues among yourselves. But when trying to build up a band as the Ladies of Sky, you had this thing about, no, the drummer got to be right, right? Got to be right.
Yeah.
Got to do some things.
Yeah.
It's got to be on point. It got to be pretty much like Tommy was, right? Am I right? In a sense.
You know, the point that you're making is definitely true because as Ladies of Sky, in light of the fact that the band had broken up, and, you know, everybody sort of went their separate ways on the band and were doing their own thing here and there, but we had many offers from others to, you know, perform for us. And we always just had an issue with people being able to play it particularly right. And as you mentioned, the age of the band kind of went out the window with the rising of hip-hop and sampling technology moved in and allowed people who weren't trained musicians to now create music through use of sampling.
Non-musicians.
They were also able
not learned,
because everybody has, you know, learned in school, or you were in a band, or, you know, you had formal training to perform. And some people were naturals, of course. I don't want to belittle, you know, anybody who just had a natural talent to play. But, you know, the advent of electronics just allowed a variety of people to come in and just create music without the use of a band. So that period saw a lot of musicians losing work in the studio and, you know, on stage in live shows because they were able to replace everything with electronics. And again, as I said, the style of music changed. Hip-hop came in. New Jack Swing came in, you know. And so, you know, the band sort of became what I call dinosaurs. You know, we were the dinosaurs.
Right. But you know what was so funny is that where when you and I had that conversation about it, and as you know, I guess some of the co-hosts know, I used to DJ, right? And I remember when the Skyline album came out, and when I first heard Call Me, let alone all the other hit tracks on there, and of course I had to mix them everything. And I used to mix this intro over and over again. I had a unique way of doing it. But what you pointed out to me was the syncopation that Tommy would use on this intro, and not many drummers, I think you told me this, that audition could really do it anywhere close to it. And you guys that are listening, trust me, it's not easy for every drummer to emulate, I guess is the right word, of a certain song. Because if you listen to this intro and listen what Tommy did, I'm just going to give you a sample of it. This is what got you on the dance floor. Check this opening. Just that simple beat. That intro. Kind of like a syncopation there, am I right? And didn't you explain to me that some could not get that's what you wanted, you know, for that particular song, you know. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No.
Can you say that again?
You're absolutely right. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Can you hear me? Okay, great. I'm sorry. That is correct. That is one of the most unique drum openings in a song. And I think I told you once we had a drummer that actually got fired on the spot because he said he didn't need to play that. I don't have to do that. was like, okay, goodbye. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Have a nice day. You have an
have
Uber?
A nice day.
We'll call you one.
Can I call you a car? You know, I'll even help you out of here.
The honest thing is that what I'm saying is that where for the people that heard that, they might think, like, I didn't hear anything there. But the thing is that if you're a musician and an artist,
yeah,
you know how key that might be because that is a trademark opening for that song. Am I right? I mean, you have to make it exactly the way it was.
That is exactly correct. And the interesting thing, as most learned musicians would notice, that it's on the other side of the beat from what the guitar is playing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You would think that it's supposed to come in a certain timing based upon what the guitar is doing. But, I mean, the day Tommy created that, it was just, again, a testament to, you know, his great talent, not only as a writer, producer, but as a drummer. And the thing that I was going to say earlier, as I mentioned, our new drummer, Peter, Peter is taking great pains to emulate that. And I love that you use that word because that is the exact word. And has taken the time to kind of really listen and analyze what's being played. You know, no disrespect to drummers in general, but for this particular thing, if you're going to get up there and you're going to play sky music, it's got to have that feel. And so the thing that I love
and that
about originality. Peter in particular, that is correct. That is correct. And you have to be able to do it kind of somewhat naturally and not forced because then it sounds that way. It comes across that way, you know, when people hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And also kudos to the gentleman that we have coming in to do our lead guitar, because our lead guitarist is also in the midst of some health challenges, and so he won't be able to play. But we have a gentleman by the name of Mark Bowers who, you know, it was funny. He plays with another good friend of ours, Lorenzo Bell, who's actually doing lead vocals for Double X now, you know, 10% of Nothing and all that good, you know, club stuff, disco stuff. So he has his own band called Gentlemen of Soul, and I heard Mark playing with them, and I was like, you know, when you close your eyes, you almost think you're hearing Butch Sierra, our guitarist. Mm-hmm. So fortunately, when it came time for us to, you know, try to look for someone who could replace Butch, I suggested Mark, and the funniest thing was in Solomon's other ear. So I was in our leader, Solomon Roberts' one ear, saying, I think this guy will be great. And, Michael, the funniest thing was our keyboard player, Larry Greenberg, was in Sol's other ear saying, I got this great guy. I think he could replace Butch. And Sol
He's
said, what's his name? He said, Mark Bowers. The same guy.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So, you know, it's a children, right? I mean, if two band members are hearing him, because Larry, who has played with, you know, a variety of bands, I mean, these guys are, you know, they can play with anybody because they can play everything. You know what I mean? They're just the consummate musicians in that respect. So they're called upon to, you know, to play for different people at different times. So, yeah, that was like the funniest thing. And plus, again, personality-wise, fits right in with the bunch. So, yeah.
Well, let me say this real quick.
Really
where, for all of you Sky fans, as Denise just told you, this is a reunion like no other. It's going to happen in New York, okay? It's going to happen in February. She's going to give you the dates and the times again. I'm trying to see if I can make that trip because I would love to see them. Because I was fortunate to see
Michael,
Scott.
I'm waiting for you. Waiting for you to tell me you're coming.
I was fortunate. I'm counting my pennies. I'm counting my pennies to see if I can make that trip. But I'd love to go up there and see this unbelievable reunion of one of the best bands that had so much great music, great talent, great performances. Again, I'll say that when I lived in California, I saw them live at the Roxy in Hollywood, and it was one of the best shows I've ever seen in my life because the Roxy is kind of like an intimate type place, but you guys filled out every show,
Larry Graham, okay, of Sly and the Family Stone, Larry Graham, the Graham Central Station. You're talking about a legend was sitting there, you know, watching the whole show, and it was just amazing, and to see that the music is still appreciated, been sampled millions of times. Well, I won't say millions, but thousands of times. To be honest, it's been sampled by a lot of amateurs and professionals and everything in their music. You know, Sky had brought us some great music, some fantastic music. And it's fantastic that you ladies continued the legacy of the group. And now you guys are all getting back together, you know, in New York, of course. That's great. That's fantastic.
That is the highlight for us. I wish mm-hmm. we could have got some place in Brooklyn because, you know, we're from Brooklyn in particular, but the market and the audience is going to come from miles around. We've got friends already that are coming up from Philly because, like you said, Michael, we've been billing it as a grand reunion. And for people who, you know, it's funny. I've been looking on social media and even on YouTube and reading some of people's comments. I was just on Instagram. Oh, you're going to love this story. I was on Instagram. And I was looking at people's commentary on Call Me. And this girl, that her mother used to play the song Call Me and would pass out her number and a dime. I believe she was a beautician. And so she used to play the song Call Me, and then she would pass out her number and a dime. And she's got a crazy business. You know what I mean? Like, her business skyrocketed, and she is still maintaining major clients from our song. And so I wrote back to her. I answered her on Instagram, and I said, you know what? I am so happy that we were able to support women entrepreneurship. And she wrote me back, and she said, oh, my God, I can't believe it, you know, that you're answering me.
Right.
But, you know,
here's my number
and a
dime. Call me anytime, right?
Yes.
That's
yes.
A classic.
And so
that's a classic.
I just thought that was so cute. I thought that was so cute and just so special. And it's the kind of stories that everyone has. You know, everybody has a story about how that song affected them.
A certain
you know,
song.
Some
right,
people thought
right.
I was a guy. Yeah. You know, that's the other thing I laugh.
Exactly.
I thought it was a guy singing it or, you know, whatever, you know. But,
right.
Yeah, it's real cool.
So
real
let me
cool.
let
so
Cotton
anyone...
Campbell chime in. Let me let Cotton, Cotton, you there?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm here.
You have a question or comment? Because I know this was not planned, but the thing is I did ask Denise to chime in and the things that where I'm so excited what, you know, the group is doing. And this is great information. Positive is what I really look at and seeing what they're going to be doing in February. This band getting back together after all these years, that's awesome. So I'm really excited about it. I hope and plan to be there. Cotton, you have any questions or anything for Denise?
Let me say hi to my baby. Cotton, how are you, my sister? How are you?
Hi, how are you? I was over here pouting because I was like, I ain't going to get to say nothing.
Say something, Michael
Bay. Hello,
you
man.
Don't call me. You know, girl,
we
you
all
can call me right after the show anytime. You got my number, and you don't need no dime, okay?
I got a whole hour and a half left, but go ahead.
I do have your number. I said I was going to call you because I said I see you walking your dog on social media, and I'm so excited
mm-hmm.
for the journey that you're doing because I can't wait to see you guys perform. I really can't.
Oh,
it's so funny because on TikTok, somebody popped up one of the old videos from one of the songs, Call Me, and I think you guys were on stage performing. It might have been a live performance. I'm not sure. I was like, hey, there's
Denise. Oh, listen, I particularly love that you paid attention to me and Zeus and our saga.
Yes.
Walk
oh,
it
yes.
every
you
morning. Cause... Get her, Cotton.
I was going to say, I love dogs. And so your dog, I love watching you just walk your dog. And you have a whole story when you're walking the dog, too. So it's like, oh, this is so beautiful.
Well, thank you, baby. Because you know what? As I tell Michael and I tell everybody, you know, on the real, I'm just basically a regular person like everybody else, you know. And I try to use my social media presence to not only put that across, but to give positive messages. To, you know, to everybody out there, because so much stuff is happening, Michael, as you well know. I heard you talking about, you know, COVID as I popped on, and people are just having a hard time. I was looking at the mail today.
Yeah, and Janet has.
Yeah, and this woman was looking for clothing for a seventh grader in her class because the girl came, you know, we, you know, our temperature dropped last week and the girl came in with the Crocs and a little leather, light leather coat. And she was asking for clothing for the girl. You know what I mean? And I mean, I could just go on and on and on about things that people are going through. Well, just put, I won't use the word suffering per se, but everybody's going through, a lot of people are going through something. I try to use my mornings to make people laugh and see me with Zeus and, you know, and let them know that there is opportunities to, you know, just have happy moments in the simplest of things. You know what I mean?
Right. I'm not trying to be rude, but I just want to kind of like acknowledge the people on the board. I see some folks who are on the board. If you guys have any questions or comments for Denise L. Wilkinson, go ahead and hit the number one. Some of you guys know the process. Go ahead and do so. If you're in the chat room, go ahead. You don't want to be online. Type your question or comment into the chat room, and I will read them live on the show. This is New Year's Eve on the TMGS, the Michael Gay Show, broadcasting live from the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. And so we're going to continue the conversation with Ms. Denise Wilkinson. Granted, we did have some other topics. We're going to get into some because I'm going to ask some from Denise about New Year's resolutions and everything. But we're going to get into that and everybody else on the panel. When you talked about the video of you that you share with the public, not just social media, because the thing is that where it's on Facebook or whatever, somebody can copy it and put it anywhere, right? You're confident about that.
Yes.
Which is cool.
Yes.
And I laughed my ass off when you share the ones about Zeus walking about a block and Zeus be like, oh, hell no. And he turns around and pulls you back to the porch. Like, let me back in this house. I ain't got no key, mama. Let me back in this house. That's what I see.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like he's like, it's too cold out here. And he just turns around, walks back to the porch. You follow him. And he sits there because he know he can't open up the damn door. He like,
that's the
you know what to do.
Something. If he sees me insert the key if I hit that little switch, he'll push the door open, you know, and I'm going to show y'all. Next week when I walk him, I'm going to show y'all exactly how he pushes that door open. He doesn't know how to open it with the latch part, but if that door cracks, he'll make his way inside, trust me. And that morning, I'm going to tell you, he tickled me so bad because y'all know it was like 30 degrees. It was one of the coldest days, you know, here in New York. And so I had put on a hat, a scarf. I put on all these clothes because I said, you know, I ain't been out there. I haven't done my walk because, you know, my goal is to do the walk around the park. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to gear up. I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to walk around that park. And when I tell y'all, we just got about halfway down the block. He did what he needed to do, and he turned it around and headed back to the house. And I was like, I was all ready for the walk in the brisk weather. And he was like, that's nice. You do that, but I'm going back to the house, okay? And, you know, that's the beauty of, again, just living life. You know, that's what I mean about life and how it really is for me. You know, that's real life. You know what I mean? The thing that we're doing is my, I call that my other life, but that's real life, day to day. And my other favorite is when we saw the dogs that were the Christmas ornaments on the people's lawn, and Zeus went up and looked and looked and looked. There's nothing smelled right, and there was no sound. So he just, now we walk by those animals, and he just ignores them because he knows they're not real. But yeah,
wow.
I just like doing fun things like that because I'm hoping, as you stated, that it's of interest to people and people find it funny.
Yeah, yeah. I truly love it when I see it, and you know, I'm just a different character myself. I'm sure you guys know that. I pay attention to certain things differently. But I see there's folks here on the board. Hey, you guys, you're welcome to go ahead and hit the number one. Questions or comments, go ahead and do so. This is the TMGS, the Michael Gay Show, broadcasting live from ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. The time is now, is that 6:51 p.m.? Okay. 6:51 p.m. Eastern Time, and, of course, 3:51 p.m. West Coast Time. If you have any questions or comments, go ahead and do so. Post them. Call in. Open up your mic. This is New Year's Eve here in the ATL, and I'm so blessed and honored to have one of our Denise L. Wilkerson of the legendary Ladies of Sky. Actually, let me back up. Of the group Sky. Then the legendary Ladies of Sky, and now the group Sky is coming back at you in 2023. Does that make sense? I mean, to be honest, that's what I'm looking at.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. So if you live in New York, if you live upstate and you're close, you better go ahead and Google. Right. You better go ahead and check it out. I'm going to try to make my way up there and see one of the most legendary reunions. This is a reunion of a group that gave you some of the most amazing songs that you even hear in commercials. To be honest, I think some of you do. Advertisements. You hear at concerts, during the breaks. You hear some classic songs from this group. And they're going to do a live show in February after 30 years. Let me see here. I'm looking at the board. I see a lot of folks on the board, but no one is waving their hand. They're listening, which I'm thankful that you guys are listening in. You can go ahead with the number one. If you have a question or comment, Denise will answer for you. So, Denise, let me ask you something about New Year's resolutions, okay? I used to say that. Some folks say, I don't do that anymore. This and that, okay? I don't want to make this personal, but I don't like to use the word resolution. What do you like to look at as far as 2023? Is it a resolution or is it just you're looking for the blessing that is ahead of you in 2023. Automatically, it's happening here now, right? February 2023 is a blessing for you guys to be back as a band. What's your thoughts on resolution?
I would rather use the word a resolve than a resolution because I think most people would agree that if you make this big declaration, and it's really about the goal that you set. And if people choose to make, January 1 the start date of trying to accomplish the goal, I think that's what people tend to – people, you know, as humans, we always counting time, right? We count time by, a year went by my birthday. You know, I've achieved another
age,
year.
Time.
And with
age,
babies, if you think about it, you count babies by months in the first year, right? Oh, how old is the baby? The baby's 3 months old. The baby's 6 months old. Even up to 18 months, you know. And then once they get two, then you start doing the two, he's three, he's four, he's five. So as humans, we tend to, you know, measure time by the passage of time. And so I would rather use the word resolve than resolution, because I think most people will agree that when you say, oh, this is my New Year's resolution, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you accomplish the goal, but more than often and more likely than not, you don't accomplish the goal. And right. So it's just words. It becomes just words. But when you have a resolve about something, like you want to, like for me, you know that my whole thing and my videotapes that I've been showing everybody and fitting, you know, on Facebook is because I want to lose weight. I want to be more fit. So I didn't wait till New Year's Eve to say I was going to do that. You know, it was the day that I looked at myself and right. said, you know what? And also, you know, with the show coming up in February, I wanted to be at my best. So I when we decided that we were going to do it, that's when I made the resolve to say yeah. I'm going to set this goal of being more fit, being more healthy, and I set it as a reasonable goal because it's something that I want to accomplish. So I would encourage mm-hmm. everybody, no matter what it is, you know, just say I am going to make a resolve. I'm going to resolve that to myself that this is how I want to improve myself. It's very cute, and I don't have it in front of me. I wish I did. My 13-year-old grandniece just showed me some of the things that she has made a resolve to do, and it was very interesting. I told her, please make a copy because, hey, I think I'm going to follow your pattern, you know. It was cute. She said, I'm going to get all A's and B's. So I said, okay, so I don't go to school. What should my, you know, how do I accomplish A's and B's? And she said, okay, so you can accomplish A's and B's every time you take me to Target and you buy me some more makeup. I'll give you an A.
Okay.
I was like, shocking. Very cute, Mika, very cute. Yeah. You know, she's getting it.
The thing is that we're, you know, children, I'm not going to say young folks, because it goes down to children. Children are very attentive. They see, they listen, yeah. and they observe. So they speak, believe it or not, on an adult level at times. And some adults are like, what the hell? And some adults are like, okay. You know what I'm saying? Because they're so traumatized that their child, follow what I'm saying, that their child has paid attention to how you talk, what you do, and everything, right? Not saying you personally, but I'm saying in general. So just be careful. Kids are very knowledgeable, and they pay attention to a lot of stuff, of what is being said and what's going on in those terms. But when you said just a moment ago about yourself, And what I find interesting about you guys being so, you know, the band being so popular thing. Let me ask you another question out of the norm. With resolutions, you got to make a New Year's resolution. What is what you want? I mean, what do you want to see happen for you in 2023? What is that you see happening for Denise L. Wilkinson? What do you see is going to be different than what was 2022? Because a lot of folks say that, hey, look,
yeah,
you know, what I'm saying is that we're a lot of folks say, well, next year is going to be better, but I see that what you've been doing in 2022 has built up into to 2020, going to fall over into that, am I right? So what do you envision for all that? It don't have to be at the end of the year.
That's exactly
the beginning.
No, but that's, you know what, Michael, I love that you said that, because what's going to be different? What's going to be different is that I feel that the resolution, I just took a quick second to
mm-hmm.
understand and be very crystal clear about why I chose the word resolve, because it needs to, right. It means to decide firmly on a course of action. And
so see where I was coming from here. Right.
Yes, yes. And so what I foresee is if I continue on the course that I have set for myself in 2022, then I intend to accomplish the goal for me. It's to be more healthful. I ain't getting no younger. Let's talk about how wonderfully, you know, how many numbers have passed for me, you know, and I don't mind saying I am 70 years old, and I will be 71 in the month of March. And I've been really attached to a saying which basically says, I just forgot the name of the comedian, but what he said was, I'm 96 years old. If I would have known I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself. And so you can just imagine what that impacted me in a major way, because if he's 96, I've got 26 more years to reach where he's at. And if he's saying that at 96, then what do I got to say at 70? That means that now's the time that I would be taking better care of myself. You know what I mean? And I know that many of us have health challenges. You know, maybe we're a little overweight. Maybe we're pre-diabetic. Maybe we're diabetic. Mm-hmm. You know, I went to the eye doctor. Keep up with your doctor's appointments. I tell people, please, you have to know where you're at. So many people are afraid to go to the doctor. Oh, I don't want to go. I don't want him to tell me. No, you need him to tell you what's wrong before it becomes stage three. You know what I mean? You want to hear it stage one. Cool. You know, you don't want to hear it stage four. And I'm not necessarily talking about cancer, but I'm talking about any health challenge
Any health issue, exactly.
Yes, I went to the eye doctor, and she said, you'd be surprised how many people that are diabetic, they know they're diabetic, and what do? They continue to eat sugar. They continue to eat unhealthily. And she said, every time they come here, the next marker of their test is worse. And worse and worse. Don't you want to live? Don't you want to love? Don't you want to laugh? Don't you want to be here to enjoy life? And that's not to say you're not going to walk out to the corner and get hit by a car. You know, that doesn't guarantee you anything. But what it does, you know, I think give you is a sense of being in control of the parts that you can be in control of. And so it's critical for you to stay stock of yourself and say, you know what, to the extent of the things that I can control, I'm going to do that. And so that's why I feel if I take control now of my weight, then I won't have to take insulin. You know what I mean? Then I won't get past the pre-diabetic stage and go into diabetes. If I take control, I won't have kidney problems.
Just give me a second here because, and with all due respect, it was not a scheduled conversation, but I truly, truly, truly love and respect the fact that you called in this evening and you sharing so much right now. I love it. I appreciate you sharing it with all the listeners, right? Because you're being honest. You're being open. A lot of folks don't do that, right? I don't do that. To all of my co-hosts, all my callers, you guys have any questions, now's the time to come to this sister right here. She just shared with you what she dealt with and everything. And she's an entertainer. She performs on stage with confidence. With confidence. But she feels like, you know, I can do a little bit better. I can get myself a little bit down and weight and everything. Okay. She ain't got to, but that's her choice. So hit the number one if you're on the board. Ask your question if you're dealing with anything or dealt with it in the past. We're going to 2023. You folks that are in the chat room, go ahead, post your questions or comments. We have the legendary Ms. Denise L. Wilkinson of the legendary group Sky here as our co-host and our guest, which I didn't see that coming. Now,
Denise, please stand by for a moment. I'll see if anybody wants to respond to what we were talking about. I definitely want to go back into some of the topics. Is that fine with you? That I want you guys to talk about.
Michael, I'm here for you. I'm here for the co-host. I'm here for everybody. I can't tell you. I've not had an opportunity to be with you guys in a long time, but this, I wasn't going to let the day go by without joining
you
guys and just letting the world know that the Michael Gay Network, baby, is got big things coming, along with my sister Cotton Campbell, the lady of the house, Miss Janet. You know what I mean? All of y'all,
right.
I'm just looking
forward to
brighter and amazing things for 2023.
I thank you so much for saying that, because I see some folks and numbers here on the board. I ain't going to call them out, but they know who they are that are listening, but I thank them for listening. We're just hours away from a new year. Okay? Right now, time is 7:06 p.m. here in the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. We're just hours away from a new year. But what does a new year mean to you? When you wake up in the morning, I mean, honestly, I have to ask this from everybody. And I wish everyone who's here on the board listening would press the number one. Tell me, what does tomorrow mean to you? After a new year, what's different about your life? What's different about your world? When the sun comes up, everything is going to be the same, right? But did you go to sleep last night saying that, hey, look, when 2023 come in, it's going to be a different world for me. I'm going to be The world is going to be different. My life, my home, my relationships is going to be different. Because in my opinion, and since no one else is chiming in, Denise, tell me if I'm right or wrong, that's not true. If people think that way. And unfortunately, I think a lot of folks think that come New Year's Day, it's a different world. Am I right or wrong?
Well, you know, we don't live in Oz. You don't click your heels three times and the new thing happens.
Okay. Right. Okay.
You know what I mean?
That's all.
It's
I just want to give a reminder.
That.
Yeah. But the thing is that we're – let's
just
get out here. I'm sorry? What did you say?
No, I was just going to – no, the only thing I said was anything that you want to change, whether – and I like that you started to mention a wide berth of things and areas of people's lives that may require attention. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you have relationships, you know, you have how am I dealing with my children, how am I dealing with my mate, how am I dealing with my coworkers, am I happy in my job?
Right.
Can I go to school and learn something? You know what I mean? There's all these things that we can do. I think you have to kind of start with a list of the things that you want to see change. And then an assessment certainly would be required of, you know, where does that stand? You know, sometimes maybe it's time to walk away from that person. If you've been unhappy for 15 years, you know, are you just going to keep doing that?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, are you going to, you know, kind of say, wait a minute, you know, I need to position myself, you know, change that. And sometimes things that the answer is not, the solution is not simple. I mean, I know a lot of women, you know, I was looking, because I watch a lot of TV and daytime TV and stuff like that, and I see the situations that people find themselves in, you know. And so you got a guy, you got a husband, a man or whatever, he's a drunk and he's an alcoholic, and plus you got four kids,
mm-hmm.
you know, how do you fix that? You know what I mean? And
right.
I was watching a show, Star Jones said, you have to fix yourself. You have to see what you envision for yourself before you
mm-hmm.
can worry about fixing and helping somebody else, you know? So
right.
it's
well,
very
I think
complex.
We have a
long you know, it's not, the
here.
Answers are not always simple.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm sorry. I think I had the law enforcement decide to chime in here. I believe that was Officer
Jeffrey Crenshaw. Is that you, man? Did you decide to chime in and say hello to all of us?
How you doing, Mike? How you doing, Miss Denise? Cotton? Can y'all hear me?
Hey, Officer Crenshaw, how are you?
I'm good. How
hey
are
there.
You guys? Hello. I've been listening. I hit the number one a couple of times, but Mike ignored me because I haven't been here for a while. But that's
no,
okay.
No, that's not true. I didn't see
I
you.
I know where he works. So I'll go get him at his job. I know where he works. So I'll get him back. Anyway. How are you guys doing? Happy New Year to everybody.
Thank
well,
you,
everybody's
brother.
Doing
Your
fine.
Yeah,
I think everybody is fine, just because, unfortunately, Janet is under the weather. She did get COVID. She wants to call in, but I told her, no, don't do that. Get yourself well. Rest. You don't have to call in because she doesn't sound well. So, yeah, she just got released from the hospital yesterday. So, but otherwise, she's fine.
Okay, good. I went through some stuff myself, and I was sitting here listening to Janet. Miss Denise. And she's absolutely right. You know, we don't know what tomorrow brings. I've was in the hospital. I have a tumor on my brain, and for all the guys that think that, you know, it's okay to be strong and don't go to the doctor, you know, don't ignore the small things. Go and find out what's going on with you. So I'm expecting next year to be a better year for me anyway.
Yeah.
Amen,
yeah,
brother.
Definitely.
And you know what I love? Definitely. You know what I love, Officer Crenshaw? As a man, sometimes, you know, y'all can be so hard-headed. Right, Cotton?
Yes.
Well, that's I don't like doctors because I don't like hospitals. You know, that's the smell, the sickness. But, you know, women are wise. They see things sometimes that we don't see, and they tell us, and, you know, we're stubborn and we ignore it. You know, we need to go. And I'll be the first to say it doesn't make you any less weak or any less of a man to go and find out. I'm being treated. I actually feel, I wish this was true, though, but I feel like I'm about 20-something years old right now.
All right now.
So, you know, in spite of what I'm going through, it hasn't changed my mindset on life, except for the fact that we don't know what tomorrow brings. So if we have health issues, no matter what they might be, go to the doctor. That's what they're there for. You know, I pay all this insurance. I don't want to go for them to tell me what, but I need to know. But I'll listen to a friend outside tell me something that I don't need to know. So if I'm paying somebody, I'm gonna get my money's worth.
I love it, Mike. And you know what, Officer Crenshaw, when you think about the biggest issue that a lot of people face is a lack of good health insurance. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so I love and I applaud what you say about you have insurance. You know, my husband has, like, some kind of premier crazy insurance. When they look at my insurance, they want to give me every test in the daggone book that I don't even need. You know what I mean?
Right.
They're like, woo, she got good insurance, you know. But I really appreciate you, Officer Crenshaw, for saying, and from a male perspective, nobody likes to smell a hospital. You know, and here's the thing. You'd rather smell the doctor's office than smell in the hospital. Wouldn't
right.
you agree?
Yes. Yes. Because when it's too late, that smell of you gone is a smell nobody wants to smell.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, just we as men and we as a world take advantage of the things that are sometimes put right in front of us that we choose not to see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we take it for granted sometimes. Yeah, I got insurance. I can go anytime. You know, I twist my toe. I got turf toe, whatever it might be. But you don't go. You know, I was the type throughout my military career, throughout the police department, that no blood, no foul.
Right.
Well, if I didn't see blood, I didn't worry about it. But as I'm getting older, you can be bleeding on the inside. You might not see it. So if something's not right, go. Something's not right, go.
Well, let me see. No, go ahead and finish, sir.
I love it.
No, I was just going to tell Mike that cuffs and one and a uniform. So when I show up that day, I don't want you to get worried. I'm going to do a Herschel Walker. I'm going to impersonate for a minute.
I love it.
Okay.
Michael, I just remembered the name of the comedian is Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke. Oh, man, I used to love
it was
show.
Dick Van Dyke who said, I'm 96 years old. If I knew that I was going to live this long, I'd have taken better care of myself. So I want to just say to Officer Crenshaw, you are an inspiration to not only myself, but you should be an inspiration to any gentlemen who are listening in. And this is what the Michael Gay Show is all about. You know, we got information. We can disseminate information that's helpful to all, and we're doing it in real time with real people. And for you on and say, you know, and you know, that could, your situation could have been very serious or went down a path that could have been fatal for you. And I'm just thankful to God that you saw the need to go ahead and take that, you know, cross that line of fear. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people that are afraid of doctors, afraid of the dentist. I ain't particularly about the dentist either. You know, who wants somebody digging around in your mouth and poking you with the needle and all of this and that? You know, nobody likes it. We, you know, it's not something we enjoy. But there's the purpose of the exercise is to get the diagnostic. Y'all ever watched The Pimple Popper? Y'all watched that show?
Yeah.
The Pimple Popper. What do you think about that?
Yes. That show is just so, sometimes it's very disgusting, but I just always trying to figure out how does somebody's situation get so out of control because they're not taking care of themselves.
Yeah.
Mm. You got a throat that's 5 inches long and 12 pounds. Why would you wait so long?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And just for anybody who's listening, my situation occurred because of my hearing. So it could be more than saying you might go for a foot and find out that something's wrong with your back. You know, I went for my hearing and found out what I found out. So, you know, if you take the time, we all, like Denise said, we all want to be here. I'm not ready to go. I asked him to keep me past 100. I don't know if that's, you know, reward or punishment, but I want to be here, you know, till I'm past 100. So, but anybody that needs to go, go. Don't let the small things keep you from going because it might turn out to be something big.
Well, so based on you sharing that, and I appreciate you doing that, sharing, being open about your health issue. Janet Davis, who's not here, you know, she's been my right hand ever since I started doing this network. And just recently, she had COVID, a different strand, you know, and everything. She shared with me the whole thing. I was on the phone with her for a couple of hours, to be honest. Talked to her this evening. She was determined to come on tonight. I said, no, you need to get your rest. You need to go ahead and take care of you. This show will be here as long as it's going to be here. You follow me? But what's more important is you. You are more important than anything on social media. She's more important.
But you also got to remember.
But the point I'm saying is that where, you know, I appreciate the openness of the individuals who have health issues by you saying what you said, Officer Crenshaw. Might have an individual who avoids a hospital or a doctor, right? Because I used to be the same way many years ago. My father was the same way. Most men do not like to go to the hospital. Maybe a few women, but most men don't. Women go for certain reasons, pregnancy and stuff like that. Men really don't go there. They feel like we feel like, oh, no, I could battle through this. We don't deal with, you know, mammograms and everything like that, like women do. You know, when they say, hey, look, see if you have cancer, you know. You follow my point? But men don't do that. We don't. When we should.
And I'm learning, you know, I still at 60 got the six-pack, got the muscles, but hell. You know, it's other things that I can't be seen on the outside that is going on the inside.
Internal, right. Exactly. Good point. That's what I'm trying to look at. For the men, because see, the thing is that there's a lot of men who ignore that, you know, unfortunately. I feel okay. Well, you might feel okay externally, but internally you don't know what's going on. And you can't know unless you have an examination of what your internal organs are doing. You might look at yourself lifting weights and being physically fit externally, but inside, and there are men and women, but I will say majority men, that might have a little pain internally, think that, it's just gas, it's just a muscle. You follow me?
Well, that's where we say we drop one
right
ball.
Right on, man. You're laughing, but am I right or wrong?
No, I'm saying when we say it's gas, that's where we actually drop one ball at our old age. So,
bruh, trust me, I got two stents. I got two stents in my heart. And I thought it was just gas.
Oh, yeah.
After eating a couple of pizzas and drinking a couple of Mountain Dews, I thought it was just that. And come to find out, no, you have a major problem.
That's
you follow me?
Very
Michael,
important.
You know, you know what? Now, here's where, you know, the point that you gentlemen, and I just love y'all for this, because the point that you guys are making is, like you said, Michael, you never know what's going on inside. And the purpose of simply, and it's as simple as this, an annual full examination. What you're going to get, that, see, that stuff don't hurt, all right? You're going to get your EKG, right? As women, we do our what, Cotton? Every year, what do, Cotton?
Mammogram.
Hello? What else we do?
Yeah.
What else we do?
They check for cervical cancer.
Correct. The Pap smear. Yearly. Every single year. Right?
Mm-hmm.
For you gentlemen, right, y'all need to be checking the prostate, right? Annual exam. You get that prostate, you get that blood work done, because that blood work, believe it or not, tells is very telling. If your cholesterol is high, right, it tells you if your cholesterol is high, if you're heading in the wrong direction, you're eating too many chicken wings, you know, you got to make adjustments in your diet. It's always the chicken wings. That's but that
because that's what we love. That's what we basically love, right? Okay, come on, man. Let's be realistic. We love fried food. Okay, it tastes good. I mean, it's like where I ate nothing fried in over a week. Well, that week ago fried food that you ate is probably inside of your system still, and you're still adding to it, right? It's still there.
Exactly.
Right. So we have to, and I love what you're saying. I love what everybody's saying and what they're sharing. See, this is what I like to have on this show is information, is that where we have to be realistic about our health. And I love, you know, everyone sharing, like Officer Crenshaw sharing what he just been going through. That should be a warning. That should be something of where, hey, you know what? I might need to check myself out, right?
Right.
But I'm saying that to all you men who are listening.
That's listening in earshot of this conversation. Okay, we're talking about resolve. We're going to talk about resolve. So
and
it's
this was
a
not
definitive
scheduled.
Action.
This conversation was not. But B, this was not scheduled on the show. But I'm glad that we're going to it, right? But go ahead.
Well, Mike, can I say something?
It's just leading us.
Yeah. Can I say something that's kind of comical, but it's true?
You're going to do it anyway. But go ahead, sir.
For all the guys that are scared to go and let the camera, you know, visualize, just think of it as foreplay for when it's over and you get home. It's necessary. Just like foreplay is necessary beforehand. The camera is necessary. Go get it done.
That's right. He's talking about getting. That's right. And guess what? You don't have to do a colonoscopy. Once you do a colonoscopy. So what are we talking, guys? We're talking once a year, go to the doctor. Get your prostate checked for men. Women, we get our breast exam, our mammograms. We get our pap smears, right? Right? This is diagnostic. Because, see, now you're in the diagnostic phase. So every time you go, what people don't realize is, and if you're consistent with the same doctor, now you have a measure of what is normal for you. Okay? Because everybody's not the same. No two bodies are the same. My boys have something called athlete's heart. Well, they're young, and they were athletes. So their hearts beat a little faster. So they already know at 18, 22, 25 that their hearts are beating faster. So when they go to the doctor every year and the doctor says, your heart's beating a little fast, and they say, you know what? That's normal for me. You see what I'm saying? My eyes, I came to find out that there's a little donut-like structure within your eyes. And mine is abnormal. Mm-hmm. And so I've gone every year to have that checked because I'd like to be able to see, you know, I like seeing.
Hi, everybody.
Okay, hold on, you guys. I want to make an introduction here. But no, Denise, I know, right. Everybody wants to keep their vision. But I brought in a caller. This is my sister, and she had a comment. So I had to bring her in because for some reason she could not get on the board. Ava, how you doing?
I'm doing well, my brother dear.
Okay, welcome to the TMGS. What's your comment?
Well, I love the topic. Let me say that first. Because health, especially among us, is extremely important. What I would like to contribute to the conversation is it's wonderful. Go get checked out. But do the follow-up as well. like when you go to the doctor and you have the diagnostics and you have the, you know, whatever they give you, whatever they say to you, make sure that you follow up. Make sure you also know, for women, what I noticed in the past few years when I was of age to get mammograms, the same way that the dentist will tell you, oh, you need a root canal. You need a root canal. Everybody does not need a root canal, but that's the money bag. That's how they make their money, okay? Mm-hmm. What I also noticed is that when women were going to get mammograms, it was also cloudy, indecisive. We couldn't tell. Seems like there's something there. You need to come back. It's the money bag, okay? Mm-hmm. So it's really important that women do their self-breast exams, knowing what they need, knowing how they are, knowing how their bodies are to them, mm-hmm. knowing when something is abnormal, knowing when to tell the doctor, no, you're trying to get me, I'm good, it's okay, and knowing when something is serious.
The thing is, I'm sorry to interrupt, but when you say self breast exam, what do you mean by that?
Every woman should know how to check her own breast for lumps, for any abnormal lumps, because there are some women who have just lumpy breasts, okay, and your cycle comes along and it's nothing, but it may be something. If it's harder than normal, it might be serious. If it's not and it flares up and it goes away, maybe not so much, right? But when you go and get a mammogram, what I've noticed amongst a lot of women was the doctor saying, hey, we couldn't make something out. We see something there. You realize every time you go back, that's another charge.
Mm-hmm.
So I would encourage women to do self-breast exam so that when they do go in and get a mammogram, and they try to get you to come back because it's money, right?
Okay, right.
Yeah.
It could be
and then you've got two exams,
right?
And then they're charging you, right?
They're still saying come back,
and then they say, "Oh, you know what? It's okay.
Right.
You're fine, but you got my money." But if you're doing your regular self exams, your self breast checks, you know, you kind of know your body. You should,
Right. So hold on just for a minute. Let me go ahead and get back to the other ladies here. I want to hear from Denise, and also from, first of all, I want to hear from Cotton, because she's been quiet, and then let Denise chime in. Cotton, what do you think about what Ava just said? Should you check yourself, be cautious of a doctor or whatever that says, come on back and do that. You know, what is your thoughts on what she just said?
I mean, I would say this to almost anybody. You know your body better than the doctor, actually. So should be able to, when you know when something's out of order or out of sorts, and you should, for us women, I check myself, but I still go in and I let them do their check thing or whatever they're going to do. We tend to think that if we're eating all the right things and doing all the right stuff, that there's nothing happening. Sometimes there's something happening that you know you can't see internally. And for those people out there who are tearing down their bodies, you're killing your body slowly. So if you drink too much, you smoke too much, you eat too much sweets, just different things is a slow process of you tearing down your organs. Your organs are not going to last forever.
Right.
I know a couple of young ladies that are under the age of 40. Their bodies, they were destroying their body so much with the alcoholism and the drinking and the hookahs and the weed and the all the
smoking,
other things that they were putting in their body, that their organs started to shut down. And my ex-husband's daughter died because her organs shut down, because she had done so much stuff to her body that there was no coming back from it. And she was under, I think she was 37. So I agree with what she said. We definitely have to, you know, take better care, or at least get a checkup, you know, just to see.
Okay. Now, Okay, so let me put the mic in Denise's hands on that same question and topic. What's your thoughts, Denise?
I love what Ava said in terms of, you know, Ava pointed the needle a little bit more to the left in terms of unscrupulous practices within the medical community. And so her first point was follow-up, right, which makes sense because if you're – I have a follow-up appointment in 2 weeks, actually. I just switched my doctor over to a black female doctor. I've had a white male doctor. And not that a white or a black doctor is better or worse. You know, it just happens that she's right over here 10 minutes from the house instead of being an hour and a half into the city. You know, so it was a matter of convenience, and my doctor retired.
Sister.
You know, it's really
Okay, go ahead. I'm just joking.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you know, the point is I checked the person out. I saw the level of professionalism, and so that's what gave me the comfort level with, you know, the person that I chose. So Ava's point about some people just piling on, and Ava, this was my point earlier because I have such great insurance. My particular doctor said, the new female doctor that I had, she said, you know what, you have to be careful. You know, you go to a specialist and they give you a bunch of tests and that you don't really need. And I said, let me put it to you this way. I make sure that I'm very careful about who I choose. If I have a foot problem, I'm going to a podiatrist. If I have a cardiology, if I had a heart problem, I'm going to a cardiologist. You know what I'm saying? Because I need to see the specialist for that particular area of the body, an ENT. I have a doctor for my breathing. I have a pulmonologist. My ENT works with vocalists in particular because why? That's important to me. They are going to treat me differently than they would the average person who doesn't have their voice as an instrument. So I try to make sure I choose wisely. And so to Ava's point, you know, you have to really be cautious and check these people out to the extent that you can. Google, Yelp, it's a wonderful thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can
right.
check people out. So real quickly,
I want to bring Ava back in so that she can hear both sides. But see, I want to go to Officer Crenshaw. Officer Crenshaw, you heard what the ladies said about what they deal with, us being the men. How do you look at when you look at, you know, your aches and pains, your type of stuff and everything? Do you immediately call a doctor and everything? I want to get that out there before. Go ahead, sir.
I do want to commend your sister on the follow-up part because me as a man – and I'm sure most men, if we do go to the doctor, we don't go back to the follow-up. We don't go back to the follow-up. We go, we get the pills or whatever we're going to get, make it better right then and there. And then that's it. We don't go back to find out anything else later that we have inside or outside that we don't know about. And as far as the self-check thing, that's where you have a partner. That's the fourth place.
Okay, so I want to say quickly, I'm looking at the board, and I'm looking at the board. I see a bunch of numbers here. Hey, you guys, I see your numbers. I know who some of you guys are. But if you have a question or comment, you're more than happy, or more than welcome, I should say, happy. But you should go ahead and hit the number one if you have a question or comment. I'll open up your mic. You can go into the www.blogtalkradio.com/PMGS, and you can post your question or comment. I will read it on the air. If you want to talk on the show, fine. But I will get your question or comment out here if you have one. But I do appreciate you calling in and seeing you on the board. But just hit the number one if you have a question or comment. I will open up your mic. All right, so back to Ava. Ava, what more can you share with what you heard from everyone that just responded to what you said?
Well, I think everybody's points are extremely valid.
And what I will say is we know, especially if I'm a black woman, so I'm going to speak on behalf of black women.
No kidding. You're my sister. I'm just joking.
I know.
Go ahead.
I know, girl. I know this is your show, but I'm your baby sister.
I'm joking. Go ahead.
You're going to give me grace. But what
you.
I want to say on behalf, I love you too. And I let me just say this about my brother. I appreciate you for this platform. But as far as a black woman and black women going into, you know, the health care and dealing with our health, mind you, we are women, we are black women, we are wives, then we are mothers, and we are caregivers, right? And so that doesn't necessarily always leave a lot of time for us to take care in and really delve into self-care, right? So when I say follow up once you go to your appointment, follow up and know your body and don't be ashamed to speak up to your medical professional. I don't care, black, white, yellow, whatever. I don't agree with you. I want a second opinion, you know, because they actually know that the black woman, and I'm not trying to be judgmental. I'm not trying to sound out of the way. But a lot of us make a considerable amount of money, and we have to grind hard. And we have big salaries, and we have really good, you know, health benefits. But the minute we get into the face of the doctor, we a little bit cower down, and we take them at face value. But I sleep with me at night, okay?
Okay.
I sleep with me at night. You're not with me at night. When I'm in pain, you're not there. I only see you once a year. So all I'm saying is I encourage every woman, black, white, or indifferent, just to make sure that you know your body first and don't be afraid to speak up and say, you know what, I have this, I have that, I feel this way or I feel that way. You know, I'm your baby sister. I'm 55 years old. And, you know, even with menopause, we don't understand and fully embrace what menopause entails and includes. Talk to your doctor. Please get a therapist because you're going to go crazy a little bit.
Right.
Get
okay, so can I say this? Does that work? Now, what you just said about, you know, talking to your doctor, okay, and I have to go back to two certain things here of where, and I thank you, my sister. I love you with all my heart. You know that. You guys heard her point of view, and she did share some great things for women to look at. But just in doctors in general, male or female, let's look at that. You know, because you can get, you know, some diagnosis from a doctor that's not correct, male or female, right?
Right.
Okay, so then let's look at this. Janet Davis, who has been not just a co-host on this show, but she's helped create what I've done here for years through other shows. Before I went independent, I was working underneath the J. King Network. And Janet Davis, just recently, I think you guys heard me tell you, Janet's not on air because she got COVID. She was in the hospital. So the point I'm trying to make to you is that where here's an individual who had took all the, you know, she took all the shots and everything. She said she missed one shot. She said just before Christmas, she went to a Walmart and a day later, she started feeling sick. Are you following me on this one?
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
A day later, she felt sick. She felt sick. Fortunately, she can't be on the show. I told her, don't come on. She said, no, Michael, I'll call in. I'm like, no. You're taking medication. You'd probably be incoherent, you know, from time to time. No, don't call in. That's how I operate. The thing is that the point I'm trying to make is that when it comes to your health, and as my sister shared, which she works for I'm not going to say company, but anyways, she knows what she's talking about, and all of you know what you're talking about that have actually worked with those certain healthcare companies, right? But how do we get more men, okay, to follow up, pay attention? How do we get, and when I say that, I'm saying African-American men, African-American women to follow up, get a second opinion. How do we do that? Is it because, well, I don't have the money to do it? Is that the excuse? Or is that the reality of it? How come we can't get the health care?
Nah, bro. I think the men are more afraid and feel like that they have to be strong and
okay. Well, right, and I will agree on that. I'll agree on that, sis. But hold on. I'm gonna let you respond. But right, because we have. Well, the thing is, I mean, in my opinion, the truth is that we were taught to think we didn't have to have that type of health care or that assistance.
Okay.
We were taught that way. I know I was, in a sense, and you know with Dad, that where Dad felt like he had to get another opinion from family. No, he didn't get an opinion from a doctor. That was put into our belief that where if, you know, if it's not, how I want to say this, if it's something that where it's not hurting me inside, which got to go back to that point, which was already said, if it's not physically, externally a health problem, like you got your a cut on your arm and everything, but when your health, you have a problem breathing, you have a problem with this, that, and the other, we never thought of going to a doctor, like was already said, to see what's going on internally. We don't do that.
Okay, well, can I hear from your other guest?
Sure, sure.
Just You posed the question, what is it that makes us feel like we can't acknowledge health issues? So are the other guests still there?
Yes, of course they're here. Cotton Campbell, are you here?
We're here. I'm here.
Okay.
So here's before we get into that, here's what I want to say. And Mike, I thank you for allowing me to be here. What I don't want to do is turn it into me and you. But what I will say is
no,
this.
It's not.
And you
it's
gave,
not.
Hold on. You gave a perfect example for our dad, and that's cool. Mind you, for all the other guests, our dad was a World War II veteran, and I worked with veterans. And World War II vets, Vietnam vets, when they came back, you know, they really had no idea that they were entitled to certain benefits. But now going into the black man, having to come back from war, having to get a job, having to be strong, being told, don't cry, you're a punk if you do, and then having to be told, suck it up and move forward, you know, that is a great component to it, right? And then for the black woman who is always told that you are strong and you have mastered this and you have gone through this and you have gone through that, you know, for a lot of the black women who did not seek help medically, they were told that they were strong and they fed into not that we ain't because we are. We are.
Right.
However,
okay, so, I want to go ahead and get a chance, and no disrespect. But let me finish what I'm going to say here, because we only have a limited amount of time on live stream here. I'm sorry, on Blog Talk. things that were right. The reason why I said about our dad is because, right, he was a World War II veteran. That is definitely true. Okay? We know that. And that's not part of the conversation, but that is true. But the thing is that what you asked, if there's any women here on the board that could respond to,
yeah,
as far as health care.
Absolutely.
and everything. So there's many of them here. In fact, the board is filling up with more callers that are sitting here in the background. So I'm going to go ahead and ask Cotton Campbell, what's your thoughts about it? Because, see, my thing is that where women, in my opinion, will go to get themselves checked out. We already said that. Men, unfortunately, we really don't go. Right? And unfortunately, in the black community, most men don't go. Correct me if I'm wrong. And then, as my sister said about our father, you know, he didn't know really much about, you know, though he was in the war and everything, but there's probably a lot of individuals that don't know that their family members serve this country and don't get the benefits. See, that's another story. The thing is that what I want to say is that we're going to leave that alone, but the thing is that where it comes to health, when it comes to health, what do you tell your children as far as, and not being personal, what do you tell your children as far as being, I guess I should say, looking at going to a doctor? You're going to do it. Do you share that with your child? Do you share that with your siblings and all that? Because, unfortunately, it is a fact. We as a black community do not trust doctors in general. We said that women do based on certain things, but in general, most men and some women don't trust doctors. What's your thoughts about that? I know that to be a fact.
I think.
Well, I just want to say by observation.
Hold on, stop. Let Cotton respond before anybody else responds. Then I'll let you talk. Cotton, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think this is just my unsolicited opinion, that I think mm-hmm. that men have taken on that, and I think your sister said it earlier, she may have, that they've taken on this mentality that they're strong and they don't need a doctor and they don't have, and they can handle whatever's coming their way because they're black men and they were raised to be strong and not be weak and blah, 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 blah. I think for me, that's a part of it, because you hear men say, you know, I don't go to the doctor. Oh, it's nothing. No, it could be something though. You don't know. You're not a doctor. You don't specialize in that. So, you know, when we would watch this, like, and I'm going to say the Cosby's for sure, in some of those episodes, she was always on Cliff about going to the doctor, go get checked. And he was a doctor, but he still just assumed that he could, you know, and I know
right.
it's a show, but
doctor,
that's
right.
the mentality of it all.
Preach!
Okay, so hold on a minute. So let's look at the reality of it, where just because you have the term doctor doesn't mean you can solve every issue. Because there's doctors for everything. That's the reality. Cliff.
But the other
Cliff,
reality is just because you're a man doesn't mean that you can't show weakness either. So
no, I agree with you.
If you're having an issue, get to the doctor.
But no, what I'm saying is that where the falseness of it was, where, you know, when you brought up the whole thing of the Cosby Show. He's a doctor.
Yeah. Right.
But he's not a surgeon. He's not. I mean, there's so many freaking things
right,
regarding the medical field, right? Okay, so he
right.
can't do all of it, right? So we have to look at the reality of it. And that's where we get confused and think, oh, he's a doctor. He can do anything. No, he can't. He's not a surgeon. He's not an eye surgeon. He's not a gastronomy type
but
guy.
But he knew the basics.
No,
hold on.
Let me finish.
Oh, yeah.
Because here's the thing. He might know the basics, but he's not a professional in that particular field of it.
But
he
you don't
might
know the
do
field
it.
Until
he
you
might,
find out what
might,
the problem
is. You know
is.
To go to get it. You
might,
know to get a year, Michael.
No.
You know
no,
to get a yearly checkup, right?
Hold on, my sister. Let me finish my show, okay, and finish my point. He might know the basics. That might be a blessing. There's a lot of folks who know the basics, but unfortunately, sometimes knowing the basics is not enough because there's some individuals that know more than the basics. There's a lot of folks who have died, okay, and people have done all they can, okay? People have done all they can. They only knew the basics. A professional can do things, and people still die. That's the reality. We have to look at that. I'm looking
Nothing's
at the board
100%.
Here, and I'm seeing
We're
what
not
folks
saying
are here.
That. We're not
no,
saying
well,
anything
I know,
is
100%,
but if you at least if you go check, then you can know whether or not. And not to say that in that particular scenario that he did know everything, but like we're saying, he knew the basics. And if you're not a professional in something, then go see the man who is the professional in that area.
Right.
Because
I'm not going to do that. So the thing is that where I don't want to leave anybody out, because the thing is that where I know that there's some of our guests are still here. Officer Crenshaw is here. Denise Wilkinson is still here. Whether they want to chime into the conversation, that's up to them. Officer Crenshaw.
I want to say this.
Yes, your thoughts.
She is absolutely correct because, you know, we do have a fear of profession as
mm-hmm.
men, you know, and we have to look at it as if we were wearing the other shoe. When I go to a doctor and he tells me something, I'm believing what he tells me because that's his profession. I don't know what he does. I don't know how good he is at it or, you know, hell, he's got to be pretty good to be a doctor. But the same thing, you know, I don't want anybody coming to McDonald's and telling me how to cook, you know, their sandwich, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to at least respect that profession, find out, get rid of that fear we have on the inside of us as men. How can I say this as men? Some women go to the doctor more than men do. Men, we have that fear because we were taught to be strong, you know, not to be afraid. Oh, I'll fight anybody but a doctor, you know. We need to go. And I'm living proof of it. I've been shot numerous times, you know, been in combat, worked the police department for almost 28 years, went through hell, and thought I was strong and realized I had other things going on. But you know what?
Right.
I'm a child of God, so I'm good. I'm a child of God, so
Amen.
I'm good.
Amen.
So we need
yes,
to put
sir.
Our faith
yes,
in the people.
So hold on a minute. I want to turn the mic over to Denise L. Wilkinson. What's your thoughts?
I appreciate you, Michael, and I love all of you. I'm going to have to hop off in 5 minutes, but I'm going to say this. In listening to all the comments, I see that there are based upon what Ava said, there are some cultural obstacles. There's two obstacles that I see for a lot of people seeking out medical attention or professional medical attention. One is cultural, because you guys explained about your dad and how you've been inculcated with this idea that, you know, you're Superman, and you don't have to go to the doctor. You're good. You're going to be all right. And the second is an economic obstacle. And so I think that culturally we need to change the gauge, change the vein. And I've heard of some communities that have gathered, men in particular, now have gathered, and certain barbershops across the country are now sitting down as men and encouraging one another to do these types of things, not only to go to the doctor, but to also express your feelings, because men sometimes keep things in. They don't talk about it. They don't want to show their sensitive
Absolutely.
Side. You know what I'm saying? There's all these cultural things that happen that put a stop to the forward progress. So that's one thing.
Yeah.
You have to Let's drop some of that cultural obstacle and let men talk among men and start to appreciate the importance of supporting each other as men and encouraging them to do the things that they need to do for good health. Secondarily, you have that economic obstacle where people don't have good health care or they don't have access to good health care. You know what I mean? Depending on where you live, they've shut hospitals down. People kind of travel another 50 miles beyond, you know what I'm saying? And they don't even have transportation.
Yeah.
So that's
yeah.
something that,
yeah.
across the board, has to be dealt with on a different level and, you know, from a different perspective. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Let everybody know.
Get
Obamacare while it's still available. You know what I mean? Some states are providing that for the economically disadvantaged. But, you know, then we got to stand up and stand up for the rights of everyone. But the main thing I think we want to take away from this is the importance of getting yourself checked on an annual basis at the very least, and let everyone, you know, little kids go to the doctor all the time. It's mandated that you take your child to get vaccinated. You know what I'm saying? So little kids go at 1 year, at 3 months, at 6 months, at 20, you know, whatever it is. But as black people, people of color, we have to make sure that we make this a priority across the board. And there's many tiers of conversations that we can have, which I would love, Michael, for you to have those types of conversations in the future. But, you know, love y'all. I gotta hop off. I love you all dearly. And let's just keep the dialogue going. Love you, Ava. I can't wait to meet you. Cotton Campbell, I love you. Officer Crenshaw, more power to the people.
I love you,
love
too.
You. And Michael Gay, I love you, too.
You there, or are we gone?
I wonder, is he on mute?
I don't know.
Uh-oh. We ain't got no message. Say he. Did we get cut off?
How are you doing? Are you ready for the new year?
Somebody asked me, I said, is the new year ready for me?
Oh, see, that's a new way to look at it. I'm going to steal that from you. I like that.
Yes.
Is the new year ready for me? Yes.
I'm glad to hear your voice.
Yes, I've been going through some things and kind of up and down. You know, and I just had to come to reality that, you know, in spite of me walking around like I'm indestructible, you know, hell, I am destructible, you know, but I was created to be who I am. And with all that I got going on, I'm still going to be me.
Absolutely.
And I can't I can't let little things or big things pull me down, because it'll take me off of my path from my destiny.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can you all hear me?
Hello?
Yeah, we got
you. Can you hear me?
We can hear you now.
Okay. Yeah, something happened here with Ball Talk. I apologize. I don't know if it's going to be on the show. I think everyone here, I'm looking at the board now, and I'm trying to clear this up, but I'm not going to end the episode. So everybody that's on the board, let me tell you this, is that if you're still on the board, we're still live, we're still broadcasting, okay? Documentation here. Okay, so Officer Crenshaw, thank you for being here. Cotton, thank you. Everybody else that's here. We're going to go ahead and shut down the show in a minute, but I want to wish you all a happy new year. I love everybody, everyone that has been so, I mean, honestly, that has shared so much of their time and effort for the TMGN, the Michael Gay Network. Cotton Campbell, I thank you so much to being a part of it, choosing us to be your platform at this time. I truly appreciate that. I'm trying to do this really quickly, but some folks thought I would not do a show on New Year's Eve, but that's just me. I mean, I want to do something live. I want to give a platform for all of us to talk about, right? And I think we did good this evening. I appreciate the fact that there was individuals who never called in to the show, who seldom called in to the show, that Officer Crenshaw, haven't heard from you in a while, but I thank you so much. But in 2023, I promise you, I truly promise you, you're going to be surprised. I'm going to surprise myself. So to each and every one of you, God bless you. Happy New Year. Anybody
brand
have something
new year.
To hear about your New Year's?
Happy New
okay,
Year.
Okay, so people that were New Year's resolutions, let me ask you this. What is it that you think you're going to be different about in 2023? I want to go around the board real quick before we shut down the show. Because here in the ATL, what are we, about a few hours away from New Year's Eve, and I'm going to be underneath my bed because I don't want no one shooting through my house.
Well, my awareness of my health and my surroundings, and I say that because of what I'm going through and what the world is going through right now.
Right.
So I'm going to be more aware of all of that.
My sister, what's your thought? Hello? Okay, I guess she's not here. Cotton, what's your thought? I don't believe in resolutions, but what's your vision for 2023?
I was going to say, I don't have a New Year's resolution. I stopped doing that some years back, but I will say this.
I said not your resolution. What's your vision? Not your resolution.
I know, I heard you. Yeah, I know. I'm just making it clear for the rest of the people who have resolutions. I haven't done resolutions in a couple of years. But what I will say is what I'm doing is it's a continuation from 2022 into 2023 of what I'm already doing, and to perfect everything that I'm already doing now. So that's it for me. Like what I'm doing now can only get better in 2023.
Okay. Amen. I follow that. I believe that. And the thing is that I'm looking at a bunch of numbers here on the board. I want to let you guys have a chance to go ahead and hit the number one, share your thoughts. I'm not going to question you. Share your thoughts. Just openly say what you think. You could do that or go to the chat room. You know, to do that, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/TMGS. So you guys are at home, right?
Yeah, I
yes.
am.
No. Okay. Are you going out?
No.
Nope.
Okay. So what's your plans with your family when midnight comes, if you're at home?
I got a bottle of champagne. I'm going to turn on some good movies, and I'm going to watch some movies and drink a little champagne.
Hey, that sounds good. I like that thought.
Peaceful.
I like
we're not We're not going to do champagne this year. We're doing ice cream. And we're going to the state what we would like to do different or to do better in the new year.
Yes.
I like that. I really like that. Yes. I got some folks here in the board, and they don't want to hit the number one. And I don't know why. Okay.
Mike, part of my 2022.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm gonna do like Cotton. I'm gonna carry over into 2023. Is I don't ask why anymore. I accept why.
The reason why I say that is because my sister, our sister, I should say, Denise Wilkerson was here on the show, and unfortunately, I did have an issue here with the board, so I want to see if she's back, and Blog Talk is having a problem with her coming back on.
Denise said she had to go.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Because the board can drop. God, you know how that works. Okay, so let me see here. All right, you guys, that's on the board. If you have a question or comment, if you want to share anything, I would appreciate it. Hit the number one. It would be great. We, as the host of the show, thankful that you do support us. You have supported the show for 2022. Look forward to you doing the same thing in 2023. So with that being said, seeing as you all don't want to talk, that's no problem. Hey, Cotton, thank you so much. I love you. God bless. Officer Crenshaw, thank you so much for many years of service and to Officer Crenshaw in, you know, you being in being an officer. But I'm saying thank you for the many years you've been here on the show. Okay. I appreciate you, my brother. You know, your knowledge, your understanding of law enforcement, sharing all that with us over the years. Hopefully you will continue to do that in the next year that's coming before we know it. To all you listeners, the TMGN, the Michael Gay Network, is building. You're listening to the TMGS, the Michael Gay Show. Cotton Campbell, tell them what you got here on the TMGN for 2023.
Well, I will say this, and I didn't tell you this, but sadly, I removed the open mic, so I will not be doing that going forward into the new year. But we still have the Let's Talk About It with the ladies of TMGN. And as a matter of fact, we have a meeting, a Zoom meeting tonight where we're going to discuss the end of the year and what's coming up for next year. So we have some great topics coming up. One of our topics, we want to talk about hair and what hair means to the black community and what it does to little black girls and little black boys about hair. Like, hair is a big thing. So we're going to talk about that coming up in 2023.
Okay. You know what? I have to listen to that show. Because I'm laughing now, but I'm not going to say nothing. I'm not going to make a comment, but yeah, that's very important, you know, here on the TMGN, the Michael Gay Network. So let me tell you what I have planned. My plans is making bigger and better. And, you know, over a couple of years, when I've made the transition from the J. King Network over to, you know, starting this and that and the other, and thank God for meeting Cotton Campbell and what she's been doing. You know, God has blessed some individuals that live in other locations that really like the TMGN. They're supposed to like, hey, look, you need to do a live broadcast from Las Vegas.
Yeah, I didn't tell you about that. I'll talk to you about that later on, Cotton. But you get love and support from people, and thankfully I'm getting that. You know, I've been, you know, kind of stressed a little bit, but I don't let it bother me. But I'm like, you know, thank God, when I get folks that call me and say, hey, look, how about this? How about that? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you have to let, you know, let things go and like, and let God give. And I just really realized that. I've always tried to do things on my own. Always trying to get folks involved. But I'm at the point of where I let it go, God is giving. Trust me. I'm getting phone calls. I'm getting blessings. And I'm like, wow. I didn't expect that. So in 2023, TMGN is going to continue to build. Of course, Cotton Campbell, with what she's doing, is going to always be amazing. And it's always going to be building. We're going to be out live. I will be in Las Vegas. I will be in different locations. We will be live streaming exclusively on the TMGN. So, you guys, thank you so much. God bless you. I love you guys who support us. I love you guys who listen to us. When I say support us, I'm saying the ones who, well, you know what I'm saying, but that continue to listen to us, because we just try to bring you the best conversations, the best stories, the best, you know, everything, and some great guests. We've always done that, and we will continue to do it. That's what we do. Right, Cotton?
That's right.
Okay. Officer Crenshaw,
right.
You got something to say before we go? Because this is New Year's Eve on the TMGN.
Amen.
Happy New Year, everybody, and I love you.
Happy New Year. Love you too, Officer Crenshaw.
All right, I see a couple of numbers here on the board. You guys hit the number one. You can at least say Happy New Year's. Okay,
last
if you don't
chance.
Want to, last chance is right. Last chance. Should I go ahead and open up their mics? No, I'm going to mess with one of my friends here. I'm going to see what they do. See if they can say Happy New Year's. Hey,
Happy New
Year. Show. Happy New Year to you. Who's this?
This is your longtime friend from California.
Hey.
And so I was listening in the background. Everybody is on point. Oh, my
Happy
God.
Happy New
everybody
Year.
Everybody is on point. Yes, Happy New Year to everybody. Know that your best days are in front of you. How long has the best been coming? It's here. And listening on Saturday is the best, listening to the Michael Gay Network. And congratulations on expanding, and that we're going to see more of that in Bob's Black-Owned Businesses globally in all industries in 2023 and beyond. And you're setting a precedent for that, Michael, and everybody that you're connected to, Officer Crenshaw and the Young Lady of Sky and your co-host, Cotton Campbell. Wow. Each and every time I listen in, I learn something that I didn't know before. Know that you're, again, your best days are in front of me. Let me leave you with this. If your dreams don't scare you, they're not big enough. How big are your dreams?
I love that.
Love
Happy New Year.
Yes,
wow.
It is here.
Now, you know what? Like, she said so much. That just amazed me because she remembers everybody. I love that woman with all my heart. Andrea James, thank you so much. You mentioned everybody who is connected. I can't say any more than that. You have been so much of a great supporter to my show or to our network, and for you to remember everybody's name and just roll it down, you know what 2023 is going to be. You're awesome.
I can't wait to hear what you have coming in 2023 and beyond. Wow. And where you come from. Everybody on the show has come from where they come from to where they are now. Is only God. And this is a season of miracles, manifestations
right.
like we've never seen before. And it's only my God. It's only God. That's only no other explanation, and especially for his right. people. And that's who listen in to the Michael K. Network.
I appreciate you. I love you, my sister. I really appreciate
you.
Hey, look, before I go, I want to make sure that everybody has a chance to say their New Year's, Happy New Year's to everybody. Did I get everyone? Did I miss anyone? No? Okay. I see 205, 478. You hadn't chimed in yet, have you? 205, 478, is that you? Okay. All right, so I'm going to get on out of here. I just want to say I am so thankful. I am so blessed. You guys just don't realize. I'm just an everyday guy. People who work with me, who have worked with me, know me from seeing me every day to a certain extent. Some folks don't realize this is what I do every Saturday. But I thank God that I have a platform. And I have a platform and a brand with some of the best co-hosts, some of the best people I've ever met in my life. How that worked out to this point, I don't know. But I am so thankful. And I promise, to be honest, I love you all. I love you all so much.
Love you too, Michael.
I've been doing this for many years. I was live streaming before live streaming was popular. And I have documentation to show you that. But I love you guys so much. And I'm so determined to continue to do this until I can't do it anymore. You guys are amazing. I learned so much from each and every one of you. I want to keep learning. Happy New Year. I love you all.
Happy New Year.
Okay. I got
one. Happy New Year, Mike.
Tune up.
Can we meet again next year?
Oh, yeah. Next year is just an hour away.
Mm-hmm. We'll meet
right.
again next year.
So what I'm going to do is this. I want you all to have a good time. Okay? Have a good time as the New Year comes. I'm trying to find the right damn song to play.
Acapello.
No, you know what? I want you all to party, have a good time, party out with what 2022 was. But here's a classic from back in the day. Dance, shout. Shake your body down to the ground from the Jacksons. Good night, you guys. I love you so much. Let me see if I can get it to go ahead and play. Oh, it looks like it's not going to do it. Oh, damn. Well, that ain't going to work. That didn't work. So let me go back to show all. And I'm going to go back to... Oh, okay. I see what happened, you guys. I apologize. So I announced the song, and damn it, it didn't play.
Yes, sir. Sing it.
No, hold on. 816-21 8 dropped in. I just opened up your mic just because you were the last one. How you doing? We're about
good
to go off
evening.
Air.
Happy Delta B New Year, you guys. This is Lady Justice.
Hey.
That's why I wouldn't let you play that song because I had to get in here.
Well, for some reason, I just looked up and I said, wait a minute, someone, just jump in there. Well, thank you for joining us at
yes.
the last. I appreciate it. But go ahead.
If Cotton wouldn't have posted whatever she posted, I would have never remembered. I just got off work.
Okay. So what do you want to say to everybody as far as the new year?
Well,
what's
I want
thoughts?
Everybody to have a happy and prosperous new year. Think nothing but good and positive thoughts because that's all we have going forward. Every day is a blessing, and so will tomorrow be.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, you know, I have a little time. I want you guys to go ahead. I was going to shut down, and I'm sorry, but I'm going to go ahead and, because I want to make sure I close out with the right song, you know, and everything. But Lady Justice, come 2023, what do you see different than 2022? Or what do you envision differently? Congratulations on your broadcast, right? What do you look at
yes.
happening different?
Outlook, a different outlook. I think my outlook for so many years has been about what can I do to help everybody else. This year is what can I do to help me help everybody else.
Oh, wow. That's good.
When you say outlet, though, you know, what is the avenue that you look at going down? You know, because, of course, you have your network coming up, and I want you to share that when you get a chance so folks can connect with you, and that's fantastic. You know, for me, it's like that's great because we need to get more platforms out there for individuals to, to listen to. But what do you mean when you say outlet, and what do you have planned that's going to make what you're doing different than what's going on now? Because, unfortunately, there are some things that are out there that's not positive. There's some out there that, you know, this is comical, right? What's going to be really different about what Lady Justice is going to do? I already know your background. I already know your story. What are you going to share with us that's going to make us, you know, actually think I can't say positive. I'd say make us think of being a society or a culture. Yeah. A culture that actually respects each other. Follow my term or my question?
I do. I think what I'm going to bring to the table is opportunity for everybody, a mix of things. Like, I don't want to just one day, like I said, in the network, my intention is going to be to bring the Black Nancy Grace, to do things about Kansas City, to focus on the things that people aren't focusing on. Like, I don't want people's lives or loved ones to be forgotten. My mother would have been had I not put her in a book, did a documentary. Mm-hmm. I think for a lot of people that the misconception of bringing somebody to justice and throwing them in jail and giving them closure. I want to prove that that's not true, because once something is open, it can never be closed. And when you lose a loved one, there's no closure in that. There is opportunities to grow from what you've gone through. There's opportunities to learn how to deal around But you can never forget or get over. And the other thing that I want to do is kind of get into where people's trauma is actually coming from,
mm-hmm.
and how to fix it. And I say that because just recently, a matter of fact, just yesterday, a close friend of ours called and said his exact words, my son died. And I was at work, and my husband called me, and I said, okay, well, he didn't get shot, and clearly he wasn't sick, because he would have said he was in the hospital and all these things, because, you know, we give reasons why things are happening if we know them. So mm-hmm. he hung up the phone with him. He called me again a little bit later, and he said that his son hung himself behind his bedroom door.
Wow.
I want to know, like, we've all been through a lot of things, right? All of us. Collectively and throughout this world, we have been through a lot. So somebody can speak to the feelings of why he may have done that. We need to find out what is it that's going on that's so traumatic that you have to take your life. Because I've been through a lot. Cotton's been through a lot. But we're still
what here. Just said, I'm sorry. I'm sorry because I'm running out of time. But based on, and I want you to follow up, but I'm running out of time. I just happened to scroll through all the listing of songs and I actually do have wording from individuals, and I have a wording from an individual who actually got me involved into Blog Talk Radio. Now, I was doing stuff way before that, but I was honored to meet this person, and he had me do this. But listen to this real quick, you guys, if you don't mind. Let me see if I can pull it up. It's acting crazy here on the board. No, okay. It's not going to let me do it. Go ahead and finish what you were saying. I apologize.
That's okay. I'm trying to figure out, because we've all been through something, and I'm just trying to figure out what it is about a situation that makes you want to take you from you. Like, what gets you to that point? Because you can break up with somebody, death is going to happen, bills are going to exist, things are going to fail, life is not going to go like you want it to, but what is that point of, I just can't do it no more? How about you didn't even try drugs, right? Because some people use drugs as a way out to numb their self from things. But what about if you didn't even use drugs? Like, what I'm trying to, I need to get in there. And that's the audience that I need to support, because we need to come away from taking ourselves away from myself.
Well, you know, I'm going to always be there because I've dealt with family members. In fact, myself, I've done drugs. I ain't going to lie. I'm very honest about myself. That's one thing that what kills me about some folks. People can't be honest about their journey in life. Yes, I've used drugs, okay? And I can be honest about it. But you hear me right now? Okay. Obviously, drugs didn't kill me. You follow me? So, no, I would love to listen to your show, support you. And if you want to, you know, talk to me about drug addiction, I've had that. I have to be honest. I wasn't really addicted. I really just followed my friends, and I experimented. You follow me? And thankfully, I didn't get to the point that I got so involved into it where I would kill myself or get killed over it. Does that make sense? So, yeah. It's something that, you know, I'm glad that you're going to talk about on your network, on your show, but I'll be more than happy to chime in and listen and give my two cents. You there?
I'm here, and that's awesome because I'm going to call on you.
Oh yeah, look, I'm a man of my word. You know, one thing about me, I've come to realize is that where you can't lie about the truth, your own truths. You can't keep saying, you can't deny the things you know that you've done. I don't do that. I can be open and honest about the shit I've done. Excuse my language. Well, hell, this is my show. I can say shit. But the thing is that where I'm honest. Yes, I did drugs. Yes, I there's a lot of stuff. That was my past. That was back when I was a kid, teenager. But I thank God I survived that. I survived, I'm like,
that's exactly the point.
I could be dead.
That's exactly my point.
I survived all that. I could be dead. And there's many times I've been in car accidents when I was intoxicated and everything. I could have been dead, but I'm not. Now, some folks say, oh, you still get drunk and everything. No, I don't get drunk. I may drink a little bit here and there. One thing I don't do, I don't get behind the wheel of anything. I celebrate just like you do, right? That's all I do from time to time. But the thing is that we're... I'm sorry? What'd you say?
I said there is nothing wrong with that.
Right. As long as you're being safe for yourself and others. Stay at home.
That's right.
When I was a kid or a youngster, I won't say a kid, but when I was a, yes, I used to go out to all the clubs and everything, like in my 20s and everything, party, drive, everything. Many of us that are even listening have been under the influence of alcohol after leaving the club. You have to look at what is considered under the influence. Many of you made it home, okay, luckily. Many of you have. But things that were, you got to be cautious out here. I got older. I got, wiser. And I was like, you know what? Because it's not just about that person. It's about myself. So, yeah, I would love to come on your show and share some stories. I'm sorry to cough, but share some of my stories. You would be really amazed. So I'm definitely looking forward to hearing your stories and being part of it. Hey, you guys, okay, now the time is 8:39, and I see some folks are still here on the board. I'm thankful that you guys are still here. Cotton, you're still here, I think?
I am still here.
Okay. And I see, who is here? Cotton, you're still here. What's your comment? As far as 2023 and things that were so funny that where folks are saying Happy New Year, this, that, and the other. What is going to make you happy in the new year other than just being a new number on the calendar? What's your thoughts? What are you looking at? Does that make sense?
For me? I will say this for myself. I'm looking to eventually be romantically involved with some guy, that guy. I want to finally be in a committed, healthy, non-toxic relationship. That's where I'm at. That's one thing I will say.
All right. That's a good, that's interesting because you know, when I listen to shows and they talk about resolutions, what they want and what they're going to do and everything, I have never heard that. You want to have a individual, a man, and build a relationship, right?
Yes.
You haven't heard that said on many shows that I've listened to when they talk about a resolution or a future of next year. There's other folks here on the board, and I don't know why they don't want to hit the number one, 205-478. You know you've been sitting here on the board this long. You can hit the number one and chime in. Come on, man. You know this is our last show for 2022. Go ahead, hit the number one. Give your thought process. You know, we family here. Okay, so they're going to sit there and not say nothing. All right. Okay. So with that being said, obviously Block Talk is not going to allow me to play any more music because we did go over our overtime period on air-wise. It's not a problem. So, again, thank you guys. It's only a few hours on the East Coast. Right now, it's almost 9 p.m. It's going to be just a few hours before on the East Coast in the United States, it will be the first New Year's celebration. Now, think about this. There's other countries that already have celebrated the New Year's, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dubai, as I said earlier, I think they have the best celebration. It is awesome. The biggest tower in the world. How they set that whole damn thing up and do all the fireworks that they do, it amazes me every year. It truly does. But with that being said, hey, you guys, I can't play any music, I guess. Blog Talk won't let me. Let me try again. Nope, they won't. All right, you guys. I love you. God bless. Happy New Year's. We'll see you next Saturday here on the TMGS, the Michael Gay Show. Before we go, Cotton Campbell, let everybody know when they're going to hear from the amazing show that you have. Let them know. Is it the 19th?
The 19th is going to be the next show. It is the show airs the 3rd and 4th Thursday of the month. Let's talk about it with the ladies of TMGN. And I will post that information up so you can know. Just join the conversation.
Fantastic. Hey, you guys, be safe out there. Honestly, I am so thankful. I thought this was a great show. Even though it was not the way it was scheduled, I'm glad that Denise Wilkerson chimed in, shared a lot of stories, a lot of conversation. Other individuals, co-hosts, surprise individuals. You know, this is what we do here. You know, we can schedule stuff, but, you know, I'm the type of person like where, hey, you know what? Let it ride. And so, fortunately, we just let it ride here on this New Year's Eve. Thank you for listening, chiming in on the TMGS, the Michael Gay Show, on the TMGN, the Michael Gay Network. We'll see you also next Saturday live. All right, God bless. Take care. Peace.